Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus prayed, "I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, to see my glory which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. At some point, I lost heaven. I can't remember exactly when that was. Suddenly, I reached into the void. Sky was gone. I continued to search for a while, a little deeper between the folds, or on the other side. No, my sky, a little piece of a puzzle, sky blue with cloud white, had disappeared. For years, this piece of sky accompanied me to almost every church service. Took it with me to an art exhibition about 20 years ago, and later put it in the left pocket. This little piece is from an exhibition called Peace is Power by the artist Yoko Ono, maybe known by wife of John Lennon. The name is Helmets. Maybe anyone seen this? There's still good YouTubes. It's, a lot of stuff, and it's kind of numerous helmets hanging down as a kind of basket from like little delicate strings from the ceiling, and they're open at the top like bowls, and they're filled with a handful of sky puzzle pieces. And you should take them. It's a vivid modern installation. Take them with you, every visitor a piece of heaven. This is how the sky or heaven should spread and grow worldwide, like her vision or their vision. Peace is power. Remember Imagine, the song. Later on, I took this idea a little further, maybe more Lutheran. In Germany, we don't have this heaven sky. We only have Himmel, which would like heaven, but it's both. It's the physical science thing. It's also the Christian thing. So English sometimes is more differentiated, especially in things like that. And what did I do? I did a kind of use Sunday school. We painted papers with sky blue, and then we cut it in little, not so professional, but little pieces of heaven. And then on the ecumenical outdoor service for youth and family, we kind of spread these little pieces in the little baskets, not in the helmets. And little messages: you are heaven, you are a piece of heaven, you are present of heaven. And others, sometimes on some pieces, and just to realize a little bit, spreading heaven on earth. And if we sat there, sometimes imagine on an outdoor service, sky or heaven is above you. You're gonna stare, you're gonna go to your neck. And yeah, but this is the ascension story. It's actually Thursday, we didn't have it, so I kind of do a ascension Easter 7 wrap-up sermon today. And yeah, we're gonna have this window. Actually, it's the first you notice, at least it was my first visit here in person at this point. The ascension with the two angels, there's no people. Where are the people? If you read the gospel, I will not read again the gospel from Thursday. Just to remember, if you miss ascension, there's a lot of families, disciples, families, ladies, women, they are there. Mountain or below in the fields, open sky, and see this. Sometimes in a scientific Chicago world, modern contemporary world, we don't like the weird magic angels ascension story, but some windows are very pure. I like them. There is just hiding behind a cloud, and these two people can be angels, can be people, invite gods. They're gonna say, why you look up there? We're gonna ground to the earth. And when we lost the heaven, when I started my sermon, of course, it's kind of tricky, fun thing. It's literal, I lost a little piece, but it's also sometimes we feel like losing heaven, kingdom of heaven, or can there be a little more heaven on earth? All these, the peace and power. After Jesus' resurrection, we have these Easter weeks, Jesus appears again and again, sometimes eating with them, fishing with them, just in the closed with the disciples, sometimes in public, and then walking with them to Emmaus, to this little town. But it's a time for an end at this point. End of Easter, it's the turn with Pentecost next Sunday to the Holy Spirit and to us. That's also the gospel today, the prayer, with last teachings or last prayers of Jesus. When this was written in the Gospel of John, it's Jesus is one with God and the Holy Spirit and also now with us. Now it's our turn, also in the kind of symbolic church here, it's now our turn. And if you're here grounded, even if I look in heaven, but this makes me neck sore, sometimes I look up and it grounds me. Oh, I have to go for the way. If I walk, probably I'm in heaven a little step. So if you move, and if you want to be safe and not driven by a car, go in an accident, we should not stare to heaven all the time, but sometimes to be grounded. If we're in Wicker Park, on the farmer market, on an outdoor movie, on our bonfire, later on after church, to be grounded. Just little gospel piece. And when he had said this, he was lifted up before their eyes, and a cloud took him away from before their eyes. As they looked after him and he ascended into heaven, behold, two men stood by them in white robes. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing here looking up to heaven? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come back in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. And all these families, they're gonna look out there. But after all this, it's a troubled moment saying goodbye, but we have this all the time, losing family members, losing friends, tragic experiences, but it's still the good news to reconnect. The disciples did this. They reconnected, they shared the good news like we did at the beginning. We know Pentecost is next step next Sunday, and this is
sad story, saying goodbye, but it's also words of comfort. You have the great news, we will all become one. It's an outlook to heaven on this point. Christ is risen and here in my life at the same time. We get one like he promises us in the prayer today. Yeah, Jesus leaves us, leaves them for good. They have only just had him with a little couple of meetings again, listen to him, but they gained new confidence, feel safer, more comfortable in their own skin again. That's how I imagine it. They realize everything that happened with Jesus was not fake, not a mistake. Everything was as it was. It was real, it was promising, and now it's step over for them. If we look behind and staying behind, it all belongs together, like the Alpha and Omega in the Revelation on our baptism candle. We have both sides, and even if it's sometimes sad, we have Alpha and Omega, sad and comforting sides in our heart and in our lives, on the world. Even we look out, can there be more heaven? And if I realize sometimes my heart is beating as I look after, maybe like the disciples, the way is familiar. I remember passes we have walked together, maybe visible sometimes, not visible. We don't notice it all the times. And suddenly it's closeness. Sometimes there's experience together, Jesus, with our friends, with our community, with our church congregation. And these experiences remain, even if Jesus has been say goodbye at this point. And there's something else up here, the mountain. We don't have people here because the people, disciples, that's we on the pews. So we have a complete artwork setting here. We are standing together, and it's good to have someone with us. Even if we are alone, we have church folks, we have family. If we have no family, we can have chosen family. It's a community. And Jesus said at one point, even if you are two or three, it's already worship and a service, and he is in midst of us, even more important for me. Comforting. And now we are here, and if we go back to a Yoko Ono, maybe someone knows the installation, there's a lot of writings and little puzzle pieces she made with poems. I just want to read one of this, number 10. The sky is not just above our heads, it stretches down to the earth. Whenever we lift our feet from the ground, we are walking in the sky. Perhaps you will go for a walk or hike today, then think consciously with every step you take, you're walking in heaven. And for me, last word to this installation or this little stained glass windows, it's for me always a connection from us to heaven, to the kingdom of heaven. It doesn't have to be the physical sky. In midst here, church building, us here, Jesus as a bridge. It's for me very important image. For the end, I don't use Yoko Ono again. I'm not sure if she's that Christian because she uses sky literally. It's sometimes weird if you see German translations. Yoko Ono. I will use Bach, composer. And there is a chorale for ascension, and yeah, have similar words. I know it's kind of ancient, but our walk on earth, the day to day and the difficult nights, They don't just happen under God's heaven, they happen in God's heaven. Christ wants to be our comfort, hallelujah. With the old words from this Ascension Chorale, we can all look once again to heaven. By now we know that's allowed, that's good. Even the two girls say, don't look back or don't look up. But that's for me not a rude advice, it's just a wise stay safe here, spread the good news. But of course, if we pray or need help, we can look up from time to time. The chorale again. Christ ascended to heaven. What does he send down to us? The Comforter, the Holy Spirit. God sends the power of the Holy Spirit. Suddenly, everything happens at the same time. Ascension, Pentecost. The church here always puts festivals in the right order. One follows the other. That is orderly and makes good sense. My connection is for you, core message, even we feel that you cannot lose heaven forever, even if you feel in some bad times. There's some comforting words in the cantata. They sing in the opening chorus, I will not sing it today. On Christ's ascension alone, I base my following and all doubt, fear and torment, I always overcome. My journey home, discipleship. We are here, like the first disciples and all those who follow. Together we look up to heaven again and again, become sad and hallelujah, joyful and go on.